crackdown, and I imagine it's a nightmare for any number of restaurateurs in the Twin Cities who are counting their blessings that so far it hasn't hit them, and they're probably going to take double precautions to make sure that their record stays clean.
Oh, I sure would
hope so. As possible. All right, sir, I've got to go along with that.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to you, though.
Nice talking to you. I'll look forward to the next time.
Real fine.
Thank you much. Ran about 2 minutes over time into the news of no great consequence here on WWTC, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Back in 5, lines are full.
St. Bob in the Twin Cities, good evening. I'm Ray Valdovinos. It's Friday, December 1st. Our metro forecast calls for fair and cold tonight, a low 0 to 5 below. Clear to partly cloudy Saturday with a high around 14 above. Increasing cloudiness with a chance of snow flurries Saturday night, a low near 0. Mostly cloudy Sunday, a chance of light snow flurries, and a high 15 to 20 above 0. Winds northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight and 10 to 15 miles per hour for Saturday. In the Twin Cities, skies now mostly clear, 8 degrees above 0. In the news today, the Dome Stadium, which has been approved for downtown Minneapolis, is expected to cost about $51 million to build. But interest costs will raise that total to $131 million. The new stadium would house professional football, baseball, and soccer teams. Downtown Minneapolis business firms have agreed to put up $14.5 million in acquisition costs for the 25-acre site. The site is just east of the business district and across the Mississippi from the University of Minnesota campus. The Minnesota Vikings and Minnesota Twins have both lobbied for the dome facility, and the Vikings pledged up to $972,500 for acquisition costs. Some residents of the area of Minneapolis where that stadium is to be built are reacting angrily to the vote of the stadium commission. Among them is the founder of the Scandinavian Snooze Boulevard Festival, Maury Bernstein.
I feel that it's just a stupid move, and something is not right.
Bernstein says partly because of the decision to build a stadium in the Minneapolis site, a decision has been made to permanently cancel the annual Snooze Boulevard Festival. Governor-elect Al Quie says the National Trust for Historic Preservation has loaned $18,500 to help preserve the boyhood home of Thorstein Veblen in southern Minnesota. Veblen was a well-known writer, professor, and social critic who grew up near Nierstrand, less than a mile from the Quie family farm. The loan is to the Veblen Preservation Project for a down payment on the 10-acre property, which is being sold for $37,500. Rudy Boschwitz says that he wants a seat on the U.S. Senate Agricultural Committee. The independent Republican made that comment at an appreciation breakfast for his campaign workers today in Moorhead. He defeated incumbent DFL Senator Wendell Anderson in the November 7th election. Boschwitz says he wants an Agriculture Committee assignment because farming is so important to Minnesota's economy. Now WWTC's Greg Magnuson has a report on the power of television.
No Leslie, no Meg, no Keith. Greg Magnuson, WWTC News Radio.
The state Supreme Court has ruled State Farm Insurance must pay $20,000 to a woman whose 25-year-old husband died only a few months after he opened a policy. The court found in favor of Susan Wanchura, a former Twin Cities resident. She also is expected to collect interest on the money, even though premiums were never paid on the policy. Her husband, John, died of cancer in May of 1974. State Farm had issued the policy after company medical tests showed no sign of illness. That policy was effective October 17th. Three competitors set records today in the preliminaries of the Minnesota High School League's Girls Swimming and Diving Championships. In competition at Minneapolis, Karen Anderson, a senior from Bloomington Jefferson, swam the 200-yard individual medley in 2:09.47. Kelly Flanagan, a freshman from Prior Lake, covered the 50-yard freestyle in 2:04.78. And Ann Mosier, a senior from Minnetonka, swam the 100-yard breaststroke in 1:09.05. The Minnesota Highway Patrol says that a rural Hutchinson woman was fatally injured today in a crash between two pickup trucks near Cedar Mills. The victim was identified as 46-year-old Betty Nelson, who died at a Litchfield hospital after the accident on State Highway 22 shortly after noon today. I'm Ray Valdovinos, WWTC News Radio.